Okay, good morning. This past week's daf was Daf Lamed Dalid, Meseches Pesachim, second perek. This week's shir is Le'ili Nishmas Esther Mindel Bas Avrom Tzvi. Let's see the Gemara. We'll start over here. Abaya Bar Oven. Stuck around seven lines down. Daf Lamed Dalet. Beginning of the line. Abaya Bar Oven, Chananya Bar Oven, Tonu Trum is Bei Rabbo. These two brothers, they learnt Meseches Shumas by the Greis Rebbe Rabbo. Poga Bahu Rav Abamasnam, Rav Abamasnam met up with them, Omar Luhu, Mayam Nita Bitrum is the Bei Mar. What do you say? Let's hear up to Chiddush, right? You heard from the Rabbo, Meseches Trumas. Omrulei, Umay Kashuloch. They said to him, no, let's hear a question. You have something shver on it, we'll tell you over an explanation that Rabbi said. Omalahu, Tanan. There's a Mishnah over here, and this is what the Sugya is coming to discuss, how to learn a Mishnah over here. Tanan, the Mishnah in Trumas says as follows: Shesile Trumas, Shenitmu. You have a Truma plant, something that was Truma. It grew, it was taken off, it was made into Truma. Shenitmu, and it became Tomei. Tomei, it became Tomei. Now we know that the din of Truma Tmeya, like we saw in the past, is also Bachila. You can't eat it. You can't eat it. Even the Kohen who's able to eat Truma, he can't eat it. He could only use it in other ways. Other ways, Truma shouldn't miss. Then Sreifa, you could be Nana from the Sreifa. So you have over here this Truma that became Tomei, Vishoslam. He replanted it. Bach's Girsa, which is Rashi's Girsa, Toharu Militame. By planting it, Toharu Militame, they become Tor from Tuma. That's one halacha, they become Tor. And the Mishnah contains Vasurin Milecho. However, they're also to eat. Also to eat. Let's see the Rashi over here quickly. Tonot Shumis, you see they're actually like four lines down from the narrow lines. Tonot Shumis, Meseches Shumis, right? They Meseches Shumis by the Abba. Mayam Ritu, Chiddush, right? What did you say? A Chiddush, V'taymu B'Shumis, Shatem Shen Meveis Adam Godel K'Rabba. Let's hear, right? Let's hear a good explanation that Rabba said over. So they asked him, you tell us what you have shver, and we'll explain to you. So he's telling the Mishnah, Shesile Chumu, Kagan, Shesile Kruv, Ukrishin, right? Kind of vegetables, chais, cabbage, leeks. Toharu Militame. Let's hear. Toharu Militame Acherim. By planting them, they can't be Mitame others. That's what the Lashon over here, Tor Militame, saying. Not Mitame. Now, why is that so? It was Tomei. Right? What happened now that you planted it? Rashi says Shechiburim the Kaka Botlan Mitayris Oichel. Rashi gives a little explanation over here, lomness, the mechanics, how this works over here. Because by replanting it, when it becomes attached to the ground, Botlan Mitayris Oichel, right? It loses its status as an Oichel. We know that not everything could be Mekabel Tumah. Like we tend to Kalim, Oichim. And this calls man that had a teres oichel to it. So it was Mekabel Tumah and could retain Tumah. Once you plant it, it becomes bottle materis oichel. It becomes like part of the ground. And it's bottle the teres oichel. And that's why the Tumah is poka. The Tumah goes off. So that's the aloha of Toharu Militame. That's the first halacha the Braisa says. By replanting this truma tumeya, it becomes tahor. Va'asur milechel, and it's also to eat. Now Rashi explains v'kosaka daitach mishum tuma ulekoyhanim. The Gemara right away is assuming that the iser achil that we're talking about is that it's also even for Kayanim to eat it because of the tumma which it received. Right? That means this halacha would imply that the tumma is still here. And that's precisely what the Gemara asks now. Right? If I go back into the Gemara now, right after the bracket over there, parentheses, since you're telling me the first part of halacha that it's tohar, why is it also to eat? Why is it? It's also according to eat shum only if it's tame. We just said that it's tohar. So the Gemara is asking, how could you split the two things? I mean, either is it tohar or it's tame? Right? You know, if it's tohar, then it's shum tohar, so you should be able to eat it. You could eat it. And if it's the planting doesn't accomplish to be metarit, then why does the Reisha say that it's tohar? That's the Gemara's kasha, right? There's a contradiction in these two halachas. So this was his kasha, right? I had this shvera kasha in understanding this mission over here. Please tell me, how did Rabbi explain this? Omblei hocham a Rabbi, this is how Rabbi explained the Mishnah. Maya surin asurin uzorim. Rabbi says that when it says in the Mishnah, asurim, it doesn't mean it's also l'kehanim. Asurim means also l'zorim. That means that what he's telling us is that, like the Reisha says, it becomes tohar, and therefore it's not metame anymore. And the Sefer says that it's also for azor to eat it. It has this regular status of truma. Now, why should you think otherwise? I mean, it started out being truma, right? It was became tame. Now you take off the taira. So you're back to truma. So zoch the Gemara. Umay kamash melon. What's the chiddush? Gidule truma. Now the Gemara really seems to be asking. This is like a lead up to the question over here. My kamash. What's the chiddush according to this? That gidule truma tanina. So what's the chiddush of this mission going to be? That gidule truma. And we'll see more befrotis what this means. But gidule truma means. Truma, which has a growth, right, which grew from truma, that it has a din of truma. That's what the Mishnah is going to be telling me, right? That'll be the chiddush apparently, right? If that's how you learn shat in the Mishnah, that the also means also zorim, because it has a din of truma. So what's the chiddush going to be? That gidule truma, something which grows from truma, has the din of truma, and therefore it's also for zor to eat it. Tanina. We already have a Mishnah that tells us this. No, from Mishnahs before. Gidule truma truma. That's the Mishnah says. Gidule truma truma. So according to Rabbi's explanation, we don't understand what the chiddush of this Mishnah is. Right, that's what Mishnah is asking. Rabbi explained how the halacha is true. Now, how it's not a contradiction. But the problem over here is that what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush must be that gidule truma truma. Well, that already... We know that from a couple of Mishnahs before, we just learned that. So that shouldn't, that's not a chiddush anymore. Let's pick up the Rashi's over here. Zokt Rashi. Asurim lizorim. That was Rabbi's explanation. The Isser over here is not the Kohen, because the Taka becomes Tor. It's also lizorim. Zokt Rashi. Dilei aminan poka shem shumo minayu. We don't say that it doesn't have the status of truma. And that thing Rashi says, "Umay kamash mulon gidule truma ketruma." Now Rashi says like this: "Afilu bedover shizare kolo ki goin chitim oy tzaloy shuman tanina." Now we'll see the Gemara right away is going to make differences, but right now we'll see there's something called something that zare kolo, something zare. That's not Zarei Kolo. Meaning that when you're planting something, if you plant, let's say, chitin, wheat kernels, so what happens is that, you know, like this wheat kernel, it disintegrates, and a new thing grows from it. That's called Zarei Kolo. That the original thing doesn't exist anymore. So over there, and the truth of the matter is, those who remember from Masechet Shabbos, that the din of Gidulei Truma, Kitruma, is really one of the Yud Ches Dover. It's a din Rabbonim, actually. Rashi makes mention over here. That means that in the Ikar HaDin, in the Din Torah, if you have a chita which is Truma, and you plant it, and it's Zarei Kolo, right? So this kernel is not here anymore. It disintegrates, and however it causes something to grow. So that the thing that grows out of that is not, it really wouldn't be Truma. For whatever reason, Chazal or Goizer, Nid Ches Dover, Gidulei Truma Ketruma. So that's this halacha over here. Gidulei Truma Ketruma. And that's what the Gemara over here is saying, that the Chiddush over here might have been that Gidulei Truma have a din of Truma. And that Gemara says, but that we know already from someplace else. So we're lacking a chiddush. We're lacking the news over here in this sefer, this part of the Mishnah, according to Rava's explanation. That's what it means. You have a Mishnah ready. V'chi teima zotam, back into the Gemara. V'chi teima gidule gidulin. Maybe the chiddush over here is gidule gidulin. That's something which is, we'll see, that's a further chiddush. Not gidule truman, but gidule gidulin. Umay kamash balon, zot gemora, bedover she'ein zare kolo. The din of gidulin gidulin will be found in something which is ein zare kolo. Which means that the original thing you're planting is still here. It's still here. And maybe that's the chiddush. And what happens is that something new, a new piece, grows because of the planting. Maybe that'll be the chiddush. So again, we'll have a chiddush that it has a status of truma, and that's why it's also lazorim. That's what the Mishnah's commentary says. It's also melechon. Hanami Tnina. Like Mura says, that we also have a source for that. Hatevel gidul of mutarin bedover shezare kolom. This is talking about tevel over here. Hatevel gidul of mutarin bedover shezare kolom. Avlov shein zare kolom. Afilo gidule gidulin asurim ba'achilom. Let's hear where the Gemara is headed over here. Gemara has come to say Tanina. Right? That with that we also have a source. We know that. How do we know that? Because this Mishnah that the Gemara really just referred to, that same Mishnah says Gidulei Truma Ketruma. That Mishnah says that, however, by Tevel we don't say Gidulei Tevel, it's Ketevel. The Mishnah over there says HaTevel Gidul of Mutarin Gidul of Achul. The Mishnah says. Exactly, is over there. Now, this already is not in the Mishnah. This difference, this chiluk over here, maybe it's Yerushalmi, some kind of source, that when the Mishnah says that Tevel Gidul Vamutter, that's by Dover Shezare Kolo. However, Dover She'ein Zare Kolo, Afilu Gidule Gidulin are also in Bachilum. Which should, according to this girsa over the chesed that we have over here, Ben Chana has a different girsa in the Gemara. We'll see in Rashi in a minute, as we mentioned before, that dafka by truma. See, if you look in the Mishnah over there says that gidulei truma kachuma, and gidulei tevel and other things are not, and that's because, like we explained, that the ikar hadin of gidulin really should be motiv by truma. It's a gezeira when part of the yud ches dover. Chazal v'chayish that koyim will keep it, he'll replant it, he'll come with a takola. Because of that, Chazal v'goyiz a gidule truma is kedshuma. But that's only by truma. So by tevel, they weren't goyiz such a thing. So that's why gidule tevel, and we'll see exactly what that means in Rashi, gidule tevel or chun. However, if we could be medayik that that's only by Dover Shezari Kolo, but Dover Shein Zari Kolo, even by Tevel, the halacha is that it's Gidulin are Osir, so then definitely by Truma should have that halacha. Meaning to say that would seem to be over here, and this is maybe a little question, a big shalom shem, how this works, but it would seem the way we have the gears over here that Chazal were in Geizer Gidulin by Tevel. So if by Tevel you find that there's a din of Gidulov in some case, that Gidulov Osir, so that means that's Me'ikar Adin. So definitely Truma has that halacha, right? Truma has an additional halacha that they were Geizer. So even when by Tevel, in the situation by Gidule Tevel, that it's Mutter and Truma is also, that's because of the Gzeira. But wherever you find that by Tevel Gidulov Osir, definitely by Truma also. That should be the Cheshvin of the Gemara over here. Yeah, that's how you understood it?
Well, I mean, I just didn't understand. I didn't realize that it wasn't in the Mishnah that made that distinction.
That's right. It doesn't say this in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah over there in Shumas, it doesn't say this. But regardless, wherever this comes from, but we're saying that in that Mishnah says that we're...
It starts by Zari Kolo. That's where it stops, Mishnah?
The Mishnah actually says...
No,
it doesn't even say that. Uh-huh. Doesn't even say that.
Right? Then why wouldn't it be a Chiddush?
What?
Okay, right.
So it seems to be that... I guess that there must be some kind of braiso which makes... Even if it's Bryson, it's a Mishnah. I hear it was bothering, right? Why is it Tanina? It's definitely not Mefurish. Rabbeinu Chananel has a gear, so which made things a little bit better. But let's not get confused over here. Let's just try to see what we have, right? That's a good horror. So on that, the Gemara is saying Hanami Tanina, right? That we also already have a source. So the Gemara is asking Kash, according to Rabba's explanation, the halacha, fine, is very good, right? So we don't have any contradiction in understanding the halacha, but the problem with that is that there's no chiddush. According to what he's explaining, the safe is it's osur melechel, means osur to eat, for zorim, means it retains its din truma. The Gemara's problem with that is that there's not a, we don't hear a chiddush in that. Let's see the Rashi's over here. Zot Rashi. This is the Braisa says, the Mishnah says, Asur Melechol, which means for Zorim, is speaking, Dovah She'en Zarei Kolo Ko'omar. Maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. Dovah She'en Zarei Kolo, Kigoyim B'Tzolim Dakim, Shekorin Tzibush. It's smaller onions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you replant one at a time, they grow, they add on pieces, and then and they become one big one. That's what gidulim means. The additional pieces that add on, that these were never shuma at all. Gidulin atzmon, gidulin themselves would be kigoyim shesile krov shahoychon umarchivin. Let's say if you replant shesile krov, so by replanting it, what happens is two things, that the original leaves get bigger, marchiv ha'ol merishoinim, so that's called gidulin. Ubadim ha'chadoshim ha'olim bekelach have gidule gidulin. So what the Gemara is saying, Rashi explaining over here, is that the difference between gidulin and gidulin is that gidulin is something which had Hashem Shuma already on it, and that's what seemed to be including Dovah Shezari Kolo. But that's considered gidulin, because this chita had Hashem Truma. Whatever's growing out is coming from there. And what you have over here is that if you replant something, and it's not kol, right? So what happens is that it's here and just gets bigger, and maybe other pieces grow out of it. So these other things that grow out of it, that's what the Gemara calls gidule gidule. Now, on that, the Gemara is saying that maybe that's the chiddush, that gidule gidule and have a din of truma. Now, we're going to see over here that according to your understanding, there's a little shift in the svaras, because right now we're saying that gidule gidulin is a bigger chiddush, right? That's the chiddush in the Gemara, right? That let it be that we know gidulin have a din of truma, but even what about gidule gidulin, right? That it's a bigger chiddush. I need another source to tell me that gidule gidulin also have a din of truma, right? That's what the Gemara wants to say, right? Vechitema, that maybe the chiddush is gidule gidulin. And that the Gemara is going to ask, well, that we also know from Tevel, right? So let's hear. The Mishnah says over there, Hatevel Gidu of Mutarin. Zok Rashi. What's it negeya over here? Tevel Gidu of Ar Mutarin. I mean, in take of Truth Masters, right? So you know, what do you gain? So before everything's tevel, before truma is remises, he didn't take it off, right? So that's what I have to come to explain over here. Hatel gedulin mutarin. What does it mean? What's tevel? Tevel is tevua, or produce, before you take off truma is remises, right? It's also has an issa tevel, also for kehanim, and no one can eat it. So we're talking about that if someone replants tevel, right, and things grow, so halacha is it's mutter, right? What does it mean it's mutter? I mean, even if you start it all, right, anytime something grows, you have to take off Shumas Meisers. What did you gain over here? What does it mean it's mutter? So this is what Rashi explains. Afal pish nesmareach bekri v'hukvul ha-meiser. In other words, like this. The din of Tevel, right, there are actually two stages. You have something when something grows. So at that point, of course, it has a Shem Tevel right away, but it has a different dinim. There's a point before it's hook full of maestros, right? There's a miruach, right? There's a certain stage. At that point, now it's fit, and it's for to take off trumas maestros. And you have before that point. Now the difference between this point is that in achilas aroi, one may eat from tevel if it wasn't hook full of maestros. Achilas aroi, right? Whatever constitutes achilas aroi. Right. Once it's hooked for the maestros, then even achilas aroi you can't eat. So that's the question over here. Let's say Rashi is going to explain. Let's say your tevel was already nismareach bekri. So that means it was hooked for the maestros. So now you can't eat this anymore. You know, achilas aroi. Now you replant it. That's the question. Now that you replant it, does it start all over again, and it loses the kfiyas lemaestros that the meruah gave it, and then now you could eat it aroi. So that's what the halacha over here means, that that gidule tshuma, gidule tevel amutter. Gidule tevel amutter means that it's bottle the kfiyas lemaiser, and now you could eat them an achilas aroi as if they were never hooked for the maisers. That's what Rashi says. Hatevel gidule of mutter, aval peishis meach bekri, even though this was miruach was done for hook full of ma'aser for chal of shem tevel. So it reached that stage already. V'zaroi, now he planted it. V'hifrish ma'aserosov techila, and he didn't take off the ma'asers. V'tzomach, he grew. V'nigma, finished. V'kotzru, mutter la'achilas aroi ad shi'mareach bekri. It's mutter to eat it la'achilas aroi till you do miruach. Right, Rashi makes this point over here because the Mishnah is being mechalek between gidule truma and gidule tevel. So even though we said before that gidule truma is truma, that's an abonon ulo chumra. That's a special chumra. Shlo lehavser as a kehanim. Okay, those who remember Masechet Shabbos will remember that Rashi is referring to, like we mentioned, Yud Chas Dover, they'll also be a little bothered by that there's a shach b'tar in the Gemara, there's not a maskonas ha-Gemara. Unfortunately, talk about that. Fine. Aval gidule tevel. So there's a chumra that Chazal made by Tshuma. Aval gidule tevel chulin hein. That is really lush in the Mishnah. Chulin. V'harei hein kishe koitzvin kishar tfuo. And now they replanted it, so the original kfis, miruach, all becomes bottle. You start anew, so it's mutter v'achilas aroi. V'harein kishe koitzvin kishar tfuo v'ichman aroi ad shiyimachim. Okay? Rashi over here doesn't talk about the rest of the rice over here, of the Gemara, but the Gemara brings by us that this is all talking about that by Dover Shezare Kolo, that Afilu Gidula Gidulin are Asurin, by Tevel. That's why we meant to raise a little question that if by Tevel there was no Gzeira, so it should follow that this Gdudura also in Ikar Adin. Right? So the Gemara is sort of switching over, right, from one side to the next. Because Gemara was originally started to say that maybe the Chiddush over here is Gidule Gidulin, right? So it seems to me that Gidulin is more of a Chiddush, right, that it should have an Isser. And that Gemara brings from Tevel to Nina, but the truth is that according to our understanding, the Svara is the other way, that it must be easier to understand that it's Osir, because if it's Osir by Tevel, without Exera, right? So that means that there's more of a reason for it to be Osir. Okay, we'll just raise that question. Okay, but as far as the reading of the Gemara is saying that according to Rabba's explanation, that let's just remind us, the Mishnah again says that Shisile Tshuma, if you planted it, they become Tohor. That's the ratio, the first part. That Asur Milecha, you can't eat it. Rabba explained that when we say it's Asur Milecha, it means for Azor. And the point of the Mishnah is to say that it retains its fold in Tshuma, and therefore Azor can't eat it. Right? And the Chiddush is going to be some Chiddush of Gidulin, which the Gemara asks that's not a Chiddush because we have other sources. Okay, so that's how the Gemara leaves off right over here on Rabba's explanation with this question. Let's proceed. Okay, so when they asked the question, Ishtiku, they were quiet. Okay, we hear. Okay, good question. I don't know. Omrulei midishmi aloch baho. So they said back to him, nope. What did you hear on this? Omalhu hachi amar Rav Sheshes. He said, "I'll tell you right what I hear Rav Sheshes' explanation on this Mishnah." Right, going back again. So we're back again to the original question that we're not happy to say that asur milechol means to zorim means asur milechol mikoyhanim koyanim kinid, and that we're bothered by the only reason my koyan kinid if it's tomei. You just told me in the reisha that become tor. So that was the question over here. Me'achash niteru. Why is it asur for koyan kinid? Rav Sheshes explained as follows. Hoch Yom Rav Sheshes, Maya Sun Asun Lekehanim. Yeah, the Sun means Kehan like we originally thought. And what's the explanation there? Hoyel v'ifsilu luhu behesach adas. The Gemara introduces something new over here. Opsul Tshuma because of Hesach Adas. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi tells us Hesach Adas. Hesach Adas means that one takes their mind away from overseeing, from watching, from guarding it, that it should remain betayr. Hesach hadas, sok rashim, kishenitmu mitchila hisiach daite mehem shuv milishayim. Rashi is translating this in regard to us. There's a general din of hesach hadas, and in our case over here, that originally when they became Tomei, Rashi says, he was that caused him to be Mesiach Das from washing them, since they're unfit to be eaten. And right then and there, the Psul of Hesach Das happened. So therefore, even if you take off the Tumah, but the problem of Hesach Das is left behind. And that's why the Kehanim can't eat it. Okay, let's see. Rashi, Beis Chadas. Keshenit mu metchil hezich da'at mehem. Shuv, milu shoyimram. As soon as it became tame, right then, he took his mind away from watching it. V'nifsolim behez chadas. And the shuma became tame behez chadas. Dechsev gavit shuma, es mishmeres, trumoysoy, ovid lei, shimur. The pasuk talks about mishmeres, trumoysoy, concerning shuma, of shmirim, so this Gemara over here seems to be saying, and we'll see further, but again, the Kachim definitely is mashing like that, that Rashi says that there's a din of Hesachadas. Hesachadas was which passels Shuma and Kachim, we'll see. So that's the explanation of this din. Yeah? So Rav Sheshi says, you know why a Kohen can't eat it? Because in the interim, there was Hesach Hadas. So even though the tumor went off through the planting, but the psul that the Hesach Hadas caused in this shuma to make it unfit for eating is still here. Problem of Hesach Hadas is not taken off. That the Gemara says as follows, that this explanation is dependent on an upcoming machlekes. Yeah? So explaining, let's hear this. The Sefer of the Mishnah says it's also for Kehan to eat because of Hesach Hadas. Zot Limor, that's dependent on how you understand what is the basis of this psul of Hesach Hadas. Zot Limor said, Honich Lamando Omer Hesach Hadas Psul Haguf have it. That's good according to the Mando Omer Shlokish that Hesach Hadas is a Psul Haguf. Shop it, then it's good. El mandom hezchadas psul tuma have in my ikel meimar. There's a machoikis we'll see in a minute. Machoikis I'm really had to understand the psul hezchadas. There are two ways how to understand it, right? Lomdish a piece of Gemara over here, right? You find such a thing in the Achronim. Right? The Gemara says this idea of psul of hezchadas. Right? What? How do you understand? Why is it possible? I mean, the facts are someone who's mesiach das, right? He's not didn't have a continuous watching on the tshuma, it becomes possible. Why is that so? How do you understand? The Gemara has two tzedodim. The Gemara has one side called psul haguf. Psul haguf means that there's such a paslus called hesach hadas. That exactly like what it is. The hesach hadas, the fact it needs shmira in order for the tshuma to retain its kashrus, and if a moment goes by without shmira, right away it becomes possible. That's
it's on,
it.
It's on the chefetz, on the chefetz.
Yeah, yeah. It's within the truma, right? In order to retain the kedushas truma, the kashas of the truma, it needs to have constant bikuach, right? The minute you mesiach das, it becomes possible. That's one way of understanding it. Another way of understanding it is that the truth of hesach das is not a new poisel. Hesach Hadas means that because there was a moment that it wasn't washed, so we're afraid it maybe became tomei during that time. So the psul of Hesach Hadas really is a psul because of tumah. It's nothing new. Tumah tmeya is also to eat. Hesach Hadas creates a sofik tumah. Now you can't eat it because of sofik tumah. So it's really a tumah. Right? It's not a new psul. Right, it's possible mitam sofik tumah. Right, that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says psul tumah have. Right, that's what this means. It's nothing new. It's just an extension of the pasul of tumah. Vaday tumah pasuls heschadas creates a sofik tumah. Right, that's what it is, and it's possible again because of tumah. And we have to be chayish for tumah. So the Gemara says as follows. Now let's see how that fits in with us. Yeah? Right? We're talking about a case over here that the truma became valid, Tommy, right? No question. Right? Truma. You replant it, and now and then you harvest it. What din does it have? So on that the Mishnah says that it's also for Kohen to eat. Rav Sheshis explains it's also because of Hesach Hadas. So the Mora says like this, one second, so the Mora. That if the Psula Hesach Hadas is because of tumah over here, that doesn't apply because it definitely became tomei. And as when was the Heschadas, Rashi says, right? As soon as it becomes Tomei, right, that calls the Heschadas. Okay, fine. I mean, it's Tomei anyways. Right? So you replanted it. That takes off the Tumah. And from the time that you harvested again, there was Shmirah. So there's no basis to have any Isser over here. Right? There's no Sophic Tumah over here. The Heschadas that there was in situation where it was a Vadai Tumah. You took care of any Tumah problems by planting it. So Heschadas shouldn't pass over here. That's why the Gemara says that this is only good according to the Manda Omar, the Heschadas is a Psula Gof. If Heschadas is a new pasles, nothing to do with Tumah, there's a pasles that by not having a constant Shmira on this, that's what causes a new pasles, then we understand this, right? That point of Heschadas happened. Tumah, let's say you took off because you planted it, but that's not the job. Azariah is not that doesn't take off Heschadas, and that's why it's possible. That's what it means. Mar says that therefore Rav Sheish is his explanation in our case. And he's come to explain the reason why the Kehanim can't eat is because Heschadas is only good if you understand Heschadas is plug off, which means the Heschadas is a new pasles, non-related to Tumah at all. Then it's good. Then that pasles could remain over here even though any Tumah problems were taken care of. But were he to understand that the problem of Heschadas is Tumah related, it's just an extension of the Din Tumah. Heschadas causes a Sophic Tumah over here. There's no Tumah problems. Right, that's what it means.
According to the Mandala that's saying it's Heschadas, it's going back even to before it was replanted.
That's when the Heschadas happened.
Right, but right? Now he's replanting, it still doesn't take off that Heschadas, that original Heschadas.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, planting.
Even though it's Anaya Zach now, he's planting it again. But we said, and if he's planting again, it becomes...
But by the fact that it stays Truma, shows that it's not a totally a new thing.
Oh, it stays right? Truma.
Let me just think for a moment. Maybe there's room to hear what you're asking. Let's say you want to know, you know, in the Truma where it's the Gzeira, right? Gidula Truma is only Gzeira. So Me'ikar Adin, it's not Truma anymore, right? Okay. But the Gzeira is that it retains its Din Truma. It retains its Din Truma, so it's that Truma, that same Truma, which has the Pseles Chadas on it, right? Okay, see, right. Right, that's the Cheshvan. Okay. Let's see the Rashi over here. Zok Rashi. Psul HaGuf Havei. You see that Rashi over there? Mailehi B'Kodshim. This is a special mile by Kodshim. Now, we say Kodshim, we're talking about Truma, right? It means L'chayre includes Dvorm Kedushim. Truma has Kedushim. Mile hi b'Kodshim, Shin of Son b'Kach. V'Shem P'sul hu la'atzma. Right? That's this Tam. Right? According to this Sad, it's V'Shem P'sul la'atzma. V'Afilo Yove Eliyove Yoyma Shalei Nitmu Kol Esna Yomim. And even if Elio will come and tell us that it did not come in, definitely did not come in contact all that time, we're not going to listen to him. Of course, we'll accept what he said, but it's not going to help us, right? That's what this means, because it's a Shem Sol Basma, right? That the Heschadas itself is what caused the pasles, even though nothing resulted, no tumor occurred because of that. Shapes, according to that, it's good. Mishum Hachi Asurin. That's it's good in our case. Why this truma is also she'en shesilosa me'elas lehen lahasa shem so me'alein. So the planting is not going to help for that. Can't take off this new pasles of Heschadas. Elamando amazok Rashi kol mashe kachim som Heschadas. This whole concept that kachim are nifslas das any elamishum chash tumo. It's not anything new. It's just because of a concern of tumah during the time of Heschadas. Shema de sheisich daiti mishmiros and nagav and tumah ve'ein no any idea. That's the problem. Ma'ikul meiman. Hani these amai mifsili. Why are they possible mishum chashash tumah in our case? Ha'afilu tumah vadoshe b'hen. Even the definite tumah which happened to them. Tiharosan shisiloson, that by planting it you are mitarit. Now the Gemara is going to bring us the machlokes, and the Gemara will We'll explain. The Gemara says, "Di itmar."
Is it Pshat that Lavash Ma'ami? That's Pshat and Shami Avilei.
No. I think of him. I mean, the Pshat over here Poshim is because, like the Gemara is saying, because that doesn't help us. If it's a new pastel, so the fact that it didn't become Tommy doesn't help us. If the concern is a Tuma concern, right? It's, right. Then we will listen to him. Right? Maybe you want to ask over there, you know, what's Leib HaShemayim? But Pashas, it's Mitzis, so it's not a Shaila of HaShemayim. No, it's a... I'm saying...
Nowadays, right. Security cameras. If you had security cameras watching it, so you'd know better.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. You know, assuming that security cameras are are not the Shemir, right? They might take care of not being Mekayim the Shemir, so it won't be Haskel Das either.
What?
Right, and I'm saying it's possible that security cameras could stop it from Eschadas. Right, all right, okay. Let's see. Zot Gimor Diitmar. Yeah, that we learned Eschadas. The psul of Eschadas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar psul tuma haver. Rabbi Yochanan says it's nothing more than a psul tuma. The Eschadas is what arouses a sophic tuma. That's all. But what's the reason why you can't eat it? Because of tumah. That's all. Nothing new. Rav Shimon Lokas Shomah Psula Gof Havi. Rav Yochanan Amar Psula Tumah Havi. Kach Rav Yochanan that it's only because of a tumah problem, a chashash, a concern that it became tumah. Shem Yovel Yovei Atarenu Shomim Loi. According to him, so if you could clarify the facts, Elio will tell you that it was not nitmis. You'll listen to him and you'll be able to. You'll be able to use it. It won't be possible. Rav Shimon Lokas Shomer Psula Gof Havei. Shem Yovel Yov Tanen Ein Shomim Loi. Shon. That's Gemara. So therefore, Reish Lokas's explanation of our Mishnah over here in Shumis that we're learning right now, that he says that the Sefer of the Mishnah, you planted it, and now it's Torah. It's not Shumat Tumah anymore. Nevertheless, Kohanim can eat it. Why? Because of Eschadas is only going to be acceptable if you understand that Eschadas is a new psul. New Shem Psul by itself, what we call Psul HaGuf, and therefore even though tumor related problems don't exist, but this new problem of Heschadas is going to be here. Right? Provided that you understand that Heschadas is a new process. If Heschadas is a tumor problem, right, then you have no explanation. Let's see. Now the Gemara is going to digress a little bit over here, and the Gemara is going to go into this Machlokes now. Right, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right, we started explaining the Mishnah. Right now, once we brought it up, as a midadabri boy zocher eskenan oid, we'll speak a little bit about this machlekes over here. So, Tamar Eisve Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because we're gonna come back, and it could be a little confusing. Right, we're gonna come back to the original explanation of the Mishnah. Yeah, Eisve Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is asking a kash on Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Heschadas is not more than a psul tumah. He's asking a kasha of Hamishnah. I'm going to show you from this price over here as follows. Avishmo b'nei shem reichem b'nei koyimer lu kotten hoye ben kevesh l'mizbeach b'marovish kevesh lu kotten. It's a small hole, little window. Ben kevesh l'mizbeach between the ramp and the Mizbeach. I know there's a ramp that went up to the Mizbeach HaOyla, that Mizbeach over there in the Chotzer. So there was a, on the floor, Rashi explains that there was a little hole. B'marovish al Kevesh, on the mitiv side of the Kevesh, right, which is when you're walking up on your left side, the side closer to the Heichel. Shasham ha'yizorkim psulichates ha'oif, that's where they would throw the Achatas Oif, which becomes Pasul. Achatas Oif, Rashi explains, the Avoida was done in the Keren Marovis Dromus, in that area over there. So if a Psul will happen, then and it became unfit, so they would throw it into this Lul Cotton, with Tu'ubar Tzurasan, and the purpose for that is because they couldn't, it's possible, but we'll see, but it couldn't be burnt right now as is. We need Iber Tzura, right? Which, the accomplishment of Iber Tzura, Rashi explains to us, is that at this point right now, it doesn't have a psul which would allow us to burn it now. So therefore, by putting it over there and letting it sit overnight, there'll be nifsal belina that will give it the proper paslus which will allow us to burn it. That's what that price says. Now Rabbi Yechon says as follows. Now, let's hear this. There's a little piece over here which the Gemara doesn't speak out. Rashi talks about, we'll see it in Rashi. But the Gemara is making an assumption over here that the psul that we're talking about over here is the psul of Hesach Hadas. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan sees there's a Mishnah over here that says that there's a requirement for Ibert Sura when you have a paslus of Hesach Hadas. So he says as follows, Yam b'shlam ha'psul tumah have b'shem hochi boy Ibert Sura shem yove el yove tevita arena. He says as follows, that the psul of Hesach Hadas, so this mission says you need Ibert Sura. So on that reaction, what do you need Ibert Sura for? Right? What more is the Ibert Sura adding to what the Hesach Hadas already gave you? So Rabbi Yechon says as follows, that according to the way I understand that the psul of Hesach Hadas is not a psul by itself, it's really a sophic tumor. So the reason why you need Hesach Hadas is because being that it's only a sophic, so a sophic, you have to go to Chumrah. So you can't eat something which is sophic tumor. But on the other hand, maybe it didn't become Tomei, and therefore you can't burn it as is because it has no paslus. So that's why we need Ibert Sura to give it a definite paslus, and that'll make it fit now to be burned. So we understand why you're not burning it right away. Right? Because Hesach Hadas is a sophic, being that it's a sophic, so you always got to be Chayshish L'chumra. Yeah. So in this case, concerning burning it, to be Chayshish L'chumra is, to be Chayshish, maybe it wasn't Nitma. If it wasn't Nitma, you can't burn it. So that's why we have Ibert Sura. Ibert Sura gives it a definite paslus of lina. Eliyam ipsul hagof lam Ibert Sura. But respect Rabbi Yechanan, the Kunti Reish Lakish that Hesach Hadas is a definite paslus by itself. Why do we need Ibert Sura? But now the Mishnah says Zaklau kol shepsul begufa yisorif miyan. Anything, any bosor which has a psul in it itself, burn it right away. If the psul is b'dam of a bailim, then you need Ibert Sura first, and then it's Yetzin Beis HaSreifim. So he seems to be bringing from over here that something which has a psul aguf is Nisraf Miyad. So Rabbi Yechon is saying that there's another nafka mina which comes out between, if you understand that what the psul of Hesach Hadas is. If it's a sophic, so then you don't have a definite psul haguf, so then you understand why you need Ibert Sura in order to burn it. But if Hesach Hadas is a pasus by itself, so you have a definite pasus over here, and you should be able to burn it without Ibert Sura. Let's just read the next line, we'll be more open, and we'll see the Rashi's. So Reish Lakish is answering this question by saying, this Tana over here that you're asking me from, this that they're throwing the Chatas Ha'oif into the Lul in order for it to get an Ibert Sura, that Tana, comes from the Beis Medrash Rabba Avuhu, the Omar Afilo Pikul Ton Ibert Sura. There's another Shitas Tanoim that they hold, they argue with what we just brought over here. And even something which has a psul aguf, you always need Ibert Sura in order to burn it. They have a limit for that. So that's what he's saying over here, that what you're asking me from this mission over here, that this price, you want to know why. Why, if Hesach Hadas is a psul aguf, so you definitely have a paslus, over here, you should burn it right away. The answer to that is that you know that the machlok is. You're asking me based on the upcoming this brisa over here that makes a difference and says that psul gof is not, it could be, is nisrif miyad. Well, it happens to be machlok tanaim about that. The atanam will hold that even a psul gof also needs ibrit sura. So shayin, so lo'ilam it's a psul gof heskadas, but it's not any different than pigul, which also needs ibrit sura. That's the Gemara's teretz. Let's see the Rashi over here. Zokt Rashi, wool cotton. You see, it's four lines down from the lines right under the Gemara. Wool cotton. Zokt Rashi, can guma chalula, a hole with an ear space. Asuya bebinyan harit, which is made in the floor. Ben kevash mitzvah kloimar bekeren zovis hasomach lekevash. There's something in the corner over there, which is near the kevesh and the mizbeach. Magam shehem mischarb in the corner. Ben kevesh mizbeach means where the kevesh and mizbeach come to meet each other. The marovish al kevesh eitzel svas marovish al kevesh on the mighty side of the kevesh. Shesham zokim suli chata zoyv zokrashin fishya shinas bekem marovish dreimis lamato. That's where the avoida of the chata zoyv was done. Over there, lamata means matam mechudas sikshon. Ukshiira psul ba she'en a psul agof mamish. And when a psul happens in it, which is not a psul agof mamish, ven yochlo sor from a yad, you can't burn it right away. Why not? Rashi says mishum mizayin kodshim. Then the din is noisnin oisusham. They place it there. What do you accomplish? Zokrashi tub tzurasa. Hainu psul linas. Hainu psul lina. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi says that the idea of Ibrit Tzura is really to accomplish a psul lina. Ibrit Tzuras maris basar. You're changing the state of how the basar, it's getting a little ruined. Ibrit Surah is Maris Basar, but Linas Laila Achasu. So the Ibrit Surah, according to Rashi, is saying, it's really just a simon, sort of, to get a psalina, right? It really has nothing to do with you know, the Basar itself changing its look. Gimme Shalon, but Laila Hareo Noisar, Vitan Srefer, right? So that's the vote. The vote is that you're accomplishing, Idelina now becomes. Now becomes noisa. Definitely this korban, right? Chatos, nechel, yoyim. Yoyim, yoyim b'layla, shalona b'layla, it becomes noisa. Ton sreif of nisruf. Now Rashi explains the Gemara. V'korchoch medbe'inan ha'avodas tzurom. Now Rashi says, like, why are we assuming over here that it's hesachadas? Rashi says as follows. If we need Ibrit Tzura, then we could safely assume that the pasulus that happened over here was lavkisha pigulba, oy nitmis, oy yotzisa, oy mokush lakim etzvavsal kamari. It's definitely not speaking about these cases, which is a psul, which would be a psul haguf. The ha psul mal yahu, because these cases are, it's a full pasulus. So why would it be necessary to get it into state to the universal balina? Okay, lina, the only reason why we need lina is because must have been the problem which happened over here till now was a psul heschadas. Now Rabbi Yechon says as follows. This that Hesach Hadas will be a good explanation over here is only if you understand that Psul Hesach Hadas is cause of a chash tumah. Yiklameimar the high Psul beHesach Hadas ko'omar. So then it could be explained, right? Well, the Passover is with Hesach Hadas. Now it's understandable. V'kivan d'lechazin and leite itmi. Since we didn't actually see it become tumah, el chash ba'amuhu. It's only a chash. So you got to be chayish lahachmir concerning the burning of it. So that's why it needs a bitzur. The mitzvah for lehed, right? You can't burn it right now as is. Shema yovel yo achrechem v'yemer tahoyla hoysum. Maybe you'll find out, or maybe clap your shema yakol ponim. Right, it's really tor. Glimpse yourself a kochim tahirim. You burn kochim tahirim. So it's understandable, zakab yechen, according to me, that I understand the hesachadas is a chash tumah. So we understand why we're not going to burn it till we get the psulina to have a definite pasul in it, because mitzad hesachadas is only a chash tumah. So you got to be chayish lahachmir on the contrary. Maybe it didn't become tumah. Ela im shem psul hulatz mezuk rashi. However, according to you, ish lokish, that it has a teres psul by itself. I feel like nitma lomli b'tzuris when you b'tzuris before. It definitely has a pasulus. That definitely happens. And we learned kol shem psulay b'gufay a psul v'aday. If you have a definite pasulus uva b'asa atzmi yisof miyad. If the pasulus is definite and it's in the bosor, then you burn it right away. Bidam. However, if the pasulus comes from not a problem with the bosor, but the dam, kigoy nishpach adam, for example, the dam of the korban spilled. Right? So we know all korbanos that the dam is the ikers, the zrikas adam. That's what accomplishes the kapora. So if the blood spills, sure, it's a nice. So you see, you have your bosor over here, which the korban can't be completed. So that now it's pasul. Or v'baylim. What is a pasulus v'baylim? You going nit mubaylim. V'pesach kayim. Let's say korban pesach. That the baylim became tomei. Now we know by korban pesach, it has to have a baylim. So if the baylim became tomei, now the korban is not fit to be eaten anymore. So that's going to be a pasulus in the korban. Beis Hashem. We'll get to it. See the kosher mechelik of Maseches Pesachim. Ve'en kam yishach elenon. No one can eat it. So these cases are cases where it's not a psul haguf in the basar itself. So that's what the Mishnah says. You'll need ibrit tzura. Zok Rashi like this. Dam after she psul gomer hu. Now, when the bailim, in the case of the bailim, that we understand that it's totally. Zaytig, an outside problem, right? You just don't have someone to eat it, but it's not the korban itself. When the dam spills, so definitely achal pi shepsul gomer hu, afilu hachi hoil ve'enoi kibosar atzmai boi yibrit sura. Kibosar, bibosar atzmai, right? You need yibrit sura because the psul is not something which relates directly to the bosar. And that the more answers that this Tana is a Tana who holds that you always need a Ritzur. That's how the Gemara gets out of this question. Right? The Tana of this mission over here holds that everything needs a Ritzur. So that's why, according to him, there's no problem. Now, in the Cheshbon is, so once you have that, so then you don't even have to limit it to Hesach Adas. Right? Then the Paslus, right, that happens to the Chatz Soif can even be other things for that matter, because they're all the same. So Rashi Kamilsli, Dana Hecha, where the Iker source of this is, Rashi doesn't have the Maram Welcome. But time the Milsa of Kate, it's silent, I think it's a limut. I feel pickles of Rashi, Shapsla Gufu is Tony Bitsuru. Fine, Rashi makes mention of the Gemara later on. Okay, we're holding a little late, so we'll have to hold over here. But so what we have over here, I think Mar is going to go a little further into this discussion of Hesach Hadas. And just to remind us that we're coming from the explanation of the Mishnah in Shumas, that the Gemara is going to come up with another explanation on that also, a din of, aside from Hesach Hadas, which we discussed now, there's a din of a Maila. Of a Maila that we find by Kodshim and Shuma that, because of a chumah drabonon, this is really din drabonon, din of maila, that zriya, for example, won't help. It's not limited to zriya, like you see from the Gemara. Other things also don't work. See, the Gemara talks about, right, the din of mifkid pocket, mifla bli, that also, right, the kulo that a mifkid pocket gives you, the maila might tell you that you have to dan it like a mifla bli, Meiram. But that's the more answers, another explanation to the Mishnah of them. Okay, Zagor.